This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Raz, what do you get when you cross a puppet with a drag queen?
I don't know.
Well, you get everyone's favourite drag queen puppet and Queen Miss Left Titter. She joins us on the line from Sydney right now. Queen Miss Left Titter, welcome to the Hump Day crew.
Oh, good morning, darlings. How are you?
We are fabulous. How about yourself?
Oh, look, I'm struggling a little. I didn't realise you could be up at this hour.
I thought a fabulous person like yourself would have so many engagements that she'd be up at early in the morning and late till at night.
Well, up late at night, but never this early, darlings. It's crazy. I only thought you could do this hour from being out all night from the night before.
Is that what you've done this morning?
Well, the voice does sound a little croaky this morning, darling, but that's because I've got a puppet cold. It's not pretty. We sneeze disgusting things as puppets.
Oh.
Did you catch that from Agro or another puppet that's around?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not going to start any rumours about myself, darling. But you believe whatever you like. I think Agro is dead, isn't he?
Is he? I think he is.
I don't know.
You just started that rumour then.
Well, we can start that rumour, because that way, moi am the only puppet here in Sydney.
Well, you're the only puppet we need in Sydney, and we're talking all about Sydney today. And we just wanted to know if you could give us a bit of advice about how does one be as glamorous and a socialite like yourself?
Oh, darling, that's really easy. There's like a few things you can possibly do in Sydney to be glamorous. And of course, eating ice cream at Coogee, that makes you glamorous. Only because they serve the best ice cream there in Coogee. Shopping is always fun. That makes you glamorous. Oh, there's so much you can do up here in Sydney. I like myself to go down to Chinatown and I have my favourite meal down there. It's called Hor Fun. It's a pad Thai dish.
What's it called?
Hor Fun.
It's called Hor Fun. Literally, I'm serious. And I go down there every weekend just to say the name. I'll have some Hor Fun, thank you, darlings.
Oh, no. Now, being such a glamorous person as you are, can you share a bit of it, maybe... Have you got a secret fashion tip or a beauty tip that you can share with everyone?
Oh, darling, I'm naturally beautiful, so there's no tips that I can give. I just wake up, come out of my box, and I'm glamorous as always. But shopping and clothes, well, there's plenty of shops around to find some really nice, really pleasant little surprises in Sydney, especially in the inner city areas around Surry Hills and things like that.
And have you ever taken a trip to beautiful Melbourne to do any shopping? It's quite the place for the shopping, you know.
So I hear. I haven't been down there yet, darlings, but I hear lots of things about your little Melbourne down there. I'm told there is lots of good shopping down there. Is that true?
Yes. You'd absolutely love it. You'd need a few days to get through all the shops down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, we'll have to get my people to talk to your people to get them to fly more down, darling.
Yes. I'll pop you in a box and bring you on down.
That's right, first class, of course, though, darling.
Oh, of course,
or either that or express post.
Or register post, either way.
Yeah, we can't lose you in the post. That would be a bit of a worry if you end up in Alice Springs.
Now, that would be dreadful.
Now, Queen Miss, I believe you've got a few grievances about the music industry at the moment.
Oh, darling, have you been paying attention to the music industry?
I have actually.
That's probably why you're asking me this, isn't it? It's full of lesbians, darling. Lesbians.
I think we all know
lesbians aren't real people.
So who are some of the lesbians that you have issues with at the moment? Or where is this lesbianism that you have an issue with?
Oh, look, the Veronicas, darling. Look, they want to kiss a girl. And Kate Perry? they all want to kiss girls. What's going to happen to our young children, darling? We'll be walking down the street and girls will be hand in hand and pashing. Oh, I couldn't think of anything any more ludicrous than that, darling.
Oh, it's just unnatural, isn't it?
It's not at all.
It should all
not
be happening in dark pool cue places and stuff like that, shouldn't it?
That's right. Something more natural, of course, is a drag queen puppet, but we won't get into that.
Now, could you tell us a little about, you have a show that you broadcast each Thursday. It was available on several websites, I believe.
Yes, every Thursday we do it. We call it webisodes, darling, for getting down with the times.
You are hip and happening.
That's right. It's a short episode each week, and we put it up online on our website first, which is qmlt.com.au, and then it goes to several others, including the social websites like Facebook and MySpace, and I think it goes on Gay to Share and Sydney Star Observer here in Sydney has it. Sometimes they have it there. And then the new paper down in Melbourne as well, which is Southern Star. Have you read that, darling?
Yes, we actually chat to them each week.
Really? Oh, aren't they divine?
They are divine.
Just don't talk to their sales team, though.
Oh, okay. They're a bit nasty, are they?
They are. Oh, they're such an unorganised bunch. It's not funny.
Oh, dear.
Didn't go to air, did it?
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
We only have 216,000 people listening in Melbourne, plus everyone in Sydney who might be listening as well today.
Oh, it's 7:30 in the morning. No one's going to be listening.
No one important. Yeah, very true. Well, Queen Miss Leftitta, thank you very much for taking the time to share a bit of insights about Sydney and how to be fabulous in Sydney.
Of course. My pleasure, darling, and I wish you all the best. Are you guys coming up here soon?
We might have to come up there if you can't get in a box and come down here. We'll have to.
Oh, darling, we'll do drinks.
Sounds fabulous. And ice cream at Coogee.
That's right. And then, to top the afternoon off, we'll head down to the beach and do a race riot. How exciting's that?
Oh, I'm quivering in anticipation right now.
Fabulous, darling. Well, thanks, Boo, so much for the chat. And I'll speak to you all, you three, very, very soon.
Thank you.
See you, Queen.
Bye-bye, darling. Kisses. Mwah.
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 That is Queen Miss Leftitta.
She's gorgeous.
She actually is gorgeous. Yes. I was a little bit shy there because simply I wish I hadn't gone and looked at her site last night because just knowing how beautiful she was on the other end of the phone there has kind of left me a bit dumbstruck, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd rather waited till after the interview to go look at those pictures because, wow, she is one hot drag queen puppet.
They're a bit risque too, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's some of those pictures. Of course, you can check them.
You can see a lot of fluff.
Oh, you can. Yeah. And of course, you can check her out. Her website is QMLT. That's queenmissleftitta.com.au. Of course, that'll be on our blog as well with all the other sites. You can find her webisodes every Thursday. A royal cackfest. They are very funny indeed.
Yeah, they are.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.